WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Director Joe Dante's movies include The Howling, Gremlins, and the It's a Good Life segment of Twilight Zone the movie. His new film, Inner Space, reunites him with the executive producer of Gremlins, Steven Spielberg. Our film critic Stephen Schiff has this review.
Inner Space is a formula movie, but then some of the best pictures ever made have been formula movies, from Stagecoach to Swing Time to E.T. What makes a formula movie terrific, and Inner Space is terrific, is the same thing that makes a blues song or a sestina terrific. It's what the artist does within the limits of a familiar form, the special flavor he imparts to a recipe everybody knows by heart. Inner Space combines four time-honored recipes. Take one nerd and turn him into a hero. Take one hero and put him through a perilous adventure. Take one lovable rascal and one lovable girl who aren't getting along and put them through a series of trials that make them realize they love each other. Take one scientific secret worth millions and send really bad guys and really good guys chasing after it. Dennis Quaid plays a pilot who's been miniaturized and injected into someone's body. That will remind seasoned moviegoers of Fantastic Voyage. And when the someone turns out to be the eloquent SCTV comic Martin Short, we get Dennis Quaid trying to control Martin Short's body. That ought to remind you of the Steve Martin movie All of Me. But it's the energy and quirky invention that director Joe Dante brings to these formulas that make them really click. Take this scene in a doctor's office, in which Martin Short hears Dennis Quaid's voice inside him, but doesn't yet know why.
I'm not out there, I'm in here.
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
You didn't hear that then?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't hear anything. Are you feeling all right?
Would I be in a doctor's office if I was feeling all right?
Look, pal, we have to talk.
No, we don't.
Don't what?
Don't have to talk.
Yes, we do.
We do?
Do what?
Have to talk.
Not unless you want to.
I'm in here, inside you, inside your body.
Oh, God. Somebody help me. I'm possessed.
Short is funny enough on his own there, but the scene is even funnier because Andrea Martin, who plays the woman sitting next to him in the doctor's office, spends the whole time rubbing her wrist against one of those magazine inserts doused in perfume and then surreptitiously sniffing it. Inner Space abounds in that sort of imaginative detail. Whenever it seems to be running out of steam, Dante and his screenwriters cook up something like the bonkers sequence in which Quaid pushes some buttons in his miniaturization module, which you'll recall is somewhere deep inside Martin Short, and Short's face recomposes itself into the face of a sleazoid smuggler named Cowboy. It's the spookiest and most startling metamorphosis you've ever seen. Then there's the sequence in which Quaid accidentally meets up with the fetus he himself has engendered, while it's still inside his girlfriend's womb. That scene isn't funny or manic. It's eerie, tranquil, and hushed. Inner Space may whip by in a flash, but there's room in it for any number of vagrant tangents and moods. And Martin Short provides many of them. In Inner Space, he proves that his gift for mimicry runs deeper than his late-night comedy sketches ever demonstrated. He can create substantial characterizations, personalities that touch you one minute and double you up the next. Martin Short turns out to be a real actor. And if there's any justice, Inner Space will make him a real star.
Our film critic Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.